everyone, it's Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 399, and it is Little Miss Monday! The next story has been chosen by Justin. Hello, Justin, and Justin has asked for Little Miss Baird. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. Little Miss Bad by Roger Hargreaves. Little Miss Sunshine looked out of the window and thought back on all the things that had happened in the last week. Lots of things. Lots and lots of things. Lots of bad things. Some things were just a little bit bad. Mr. Uppity's tennis racket strings were swapped for spaghetti. His tennis racket was like spaghetti. And the cream in Mr. Greedy's cream buns was replaced with toothpaste. Toothpaste for food. Some things were really quite bad. Little Miss Splendid's shower had covered her with ink. An ink shower. And somebody had painted cracks on the walls of Mr. Worry's house. Crack, crack, crack. Mr. Worry was so worried that his house might fall down. He had moved into his garden shed. Some things were really, really very bad indeed. Somebody had sawn Mr. Forgetful's car in half. Fortunately, Mr. Forgetful did not get upset. He simply thought that he must have forgotten the other half and left it at home. He thought he forgot about his half of his car. Very strange indeed. And somebody had sneaked into Little Miss Neat's house while she was away on holiday and left all the taps running. Little Miss Neat did get upset. Nobody knew who had done all these things. But Little Miss Sunshine had a very good idea who was behind it all. "Oh, it's Little Miss Bad," she murmured to herself. Little Miss Bad was not good. Far from it. In fact, about as far as you can get, which is a long way. She was a long way from good. But how to catch Little Miss Bad? This was the question that Little Miss Sunshine was turning over in her mind. And then she had an idea. A very clever idea. The next day, a poster appeared in the town square. It announced that there was to be a grand contest to discover the most mischievous, naughty, or bad trick that had been played in the last week. First prize was a fabulous holiday. "Oh, how easy," said Little Miss Bad to herself. "That holiday is as good as mine." The day of the grand contest dawned. By midday, a large crowd had gathered in the town square. A stage had been built in the middle of the square. Little Miss Sunshine called for quiet. "Each contestant," she explained, "will come up on stage and describe their entry, and then the panel of judges will decide upon a winner. First up is Little Miss Baird. Little Miss Sunshine kept repeating the same words because she really wanted Little Miss Bad to listen to her. Little Miss Bad could not wait to get on stage. She was so excited. She had spent all the previous night trying to pick her worst or best trick, depending on how you looked at it, of course. But she had not been able to decide. So she described them all to the crowd, every single one of them. From Mr. Uppity's tennis racket strings all the way through to Little Miss Neat's wet house. She described them in great detail. Little Miss Bad was so carried away, she failed to notice that the crowd had fallen silent. It was only when she had finished that she saw the expressions on everybody's face. She looked at Little Miss Sunshine, who was the only person in the square with a smile on her face, a rather smug smile, and it suddenly occurred to Little Miss Bad just what she had been tricked into doing.
I was only joking,
she stammered. Oh, anything more to say? Anything more to say? Anything more to say? Asked Little Miss Sunshine, repeating her word once again. Little Miss Bad looked very ashamed.
I'm sorry.
Little Miss Bad had learned her lesson that day. The lesson continued for a number of weeks, as it took her a long time to repair all the damage and clean Little Miss Neat's house. Mr. Forgetful's car will never quite look the same again. Luckily, he can't remember what it looked like anyway. But nothing she was to do could ever repay for how the car looked before. But nothing she had to do was half as bad as those moments standing on the stage with the crowd glaring at her. It was a very long time before she even thought of doing anything bad. And the same could be said of one other person that day, Mr. Mischief, who slipped away from his place next to the stage and slunk off home, where he breathed a very deep sigh of relief, because he didn't have to tell anybody about the tricks that he had played. The end. Justin, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed the story, and I will see you very soon for Mr. Ben Monday or Little Miss Monday. I will see you very soon on Mr. Charlton's Audio Stories. 3, 2, 1. Bye, bye, bye.